mesquite.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also these palo verdes. We've got one of those. And you know, they're beginning to cover the whole town, those palo verdes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have these pretty yellow flowers on them, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen so many, and they tell me they came from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
but they, what gets me is that they grow so well beside the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me think, well, the only way they must be the seeds get spread is by car tires throwing them around.
Mm-hmm.
Strange.
That could really be true.
Well, they're just growing up like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so many.
It's bad for allergies.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed that.
Not everybody, but some people have terrible allergies to that stuff.
Oh. Well, it was one of the prettiest trees I've ever seen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sure
it comes out in the spring when everything looks so terrible, and here comes this green tree that has yellow blossoms.
Mm-hmm. They are striking. What are some cultivated grasses, like on farms?
Cultivated grasses?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's milo maize.
How do you spell that?
M-I-L-O-M-E-I-S, I think. Milo maize. Mm-hmm. It's a feed for cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's wheat. And I can't think of any more. Wheat is for people, and this milo maize feeds cattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a term for an uncultivated crop? Something that, like, let's say they harvest the crop, and then some plants come up on their own. And sometimes you can harvest that as well. What do you call that?
Well, there are grasses that grow up that they feed cattle, but I don't know what kind of they call them.
Some people have said it's a second crop. Like, you know, you harvest the first crop, and then you just let it lie, and then some things come up, and then if there's enough of them, you can harvest it again.
Well, I know, see, they harvest alfalfa. It's cut and baled, and then the second crop, you cut and baled. You know,
mm-hmm.
it continues to grow,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know mm-hmm. what else.
Okay. You may know this. The tree that drops those little burrs has a really pretty leaf, and it drops burrs.
No, I guess
big
I don't.
Burrs like that. They have them in the south.
Huh. I guess I don't.
A sycamore?
Oh, I've heard of sycamores, but I don't know anything about them. Listen, one time when Bill was in Nogales, I went over to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up in the mountains, and I looked over across the gully, and here was this huge sycamore.
Hmm.
And I saw these red, it looked like blossoms from where I was, it was red. And when we got close to it, it was those buzzards with those red heads. It was the most eerie looking thing I have ever looked at in my life. If I had been a painter, that would have been a perfect, just a great big old sycamore full of these turkey, you know, these scavengers on the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And the red I saw was those ugly red heads they have.
Uh-huh. That's brilliant.
Ghastly.
Wow, I really like that idea. You could paint a big painting of that, and from a distance, the painting looks like it's an apple tree or something. And when you get closer, you realize they're actually
there
buzzards.
Are those.
Creepy. Those trees up in Cloudcroft that turn yellow, and they have the white wood. They turn yellow and red in the fall.
Well, the pines.
Well, they're a type of poplar. They have the white wood. And it's a very tall tree with, like, little leaves at the top.